You're listening to the show about Zorning in the morning. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Sure. No, Eric's not doing
it. Oh, Eric.
This is just a weird, it's back to school. Everything's in the
I know. September needs to end. We need to get through September.
Wake me up.
September's such an awkward, exactly.
Something.
Awkward
something.
Before you go.
Inside.
Oh.
Are we doing Evanescence?
Oh, I was doing Wake Me Up
Inside.
Before you go.
Wake me up when September ends.
That's what you were talking about. Yeah, I knew that one.
Well, I think everyone was
singing a
different thing.
I can tell we're in sync tonight, guys.
No, that's bye bye bye.
No, I was gonna say no, we're the Backstreet Boys. Yay! I just saw a guy from, I don't know, I never was a fan of NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys, so I don't really know their names. I know Justin Timberlake's in NSYNC, but there's a guy that was in the Backstreet Boys, and I just saw him with the Savannah Bananas, have you guys ever heard of the Savannah Bananas?
No.
It's a baseball team in Savannah that doesn't play, they don't play regular baseball. They play Savannah Banana baseball. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. So it's much more interesting. Like it's so cool. You should like look at the rules and stuff. And the whole point is like the owners keep it affordable for people, and like they want everyone to have access to it. And like, but these people, it's so funny. They like do all these, like trending, like viral dances and things like that. They're just, they're so cute. And he showed up a Backstreet Boys song. It was a Backstreet Boys guy. It's very cute. Yeah. You guys should definitely look up the Savannah Bananas, because like, as much as I don't care about sports, like I was like, I would, if Savannah Bananas were around me, I would go to like all of their games. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Harlem Globetrotters, like it's different rules, but they're still essentially playing baseball. Pretty great.
That's so cool.
Fights.
What'd you say? Are there fights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
All the time. They kill each other.
It's actually just UFC.
What'd you say?
It's UFC.
Yeah. The guy from Backstreet Boys died like right away. It was kind of crazy, but I'm surprised you guys haven't heard of that.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term banana split? Okay. That's where it came from. Yes, your sound is good.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, I've heard that term.
Good.
All right. Good.
All right. Should I play this?
I don't know.
Sound.
We have like such high energy. It's gonna be one of those ones where I'm like, where do I cut it?
That's the right song, right?
That's exactly. Exactly. And you never say anything. You usually say previously.
You could do it. Do an impression of me.
That was the impression of Adam.
I wish I could burp on command like you guys. I can't. It doesn't work.
I wish I could burp on command.
Mm-mm. Alex!
Oh.
Nobody previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Yeah, well, actually, now's probably the time to tell you that I sat down to write my recap like in 15 minutes, starting around 8 o'clock. And I end up doing a completely different homework assignment.
What?
Homework.
I didn't end up writing a recap, but I wrote something else.
Okay.
Oh,
and then I figure I can read that something else, and then I can tell you what I remember from last time.
It's his personal diary.
It's my personal diary. This is how it goes. It goes, Bathpack was dead to begin with. To play up the magical king myth. He runs and hides. He climbs up cliff sides, then finally buys the farm forthwith.
Oh!
And then I did another one for fun.
Wow. That one wasn't for fun. That was for business.
That one was for all the money. Okay. Here's another one.
Ready.
It has nothing to do with the recap, really, but okay. I wrote it. Well, I'll share it with you. Old Rondell was a barkeep from Trent who told us, beware where we went. Demon's Leap ain't so nice. Once you get good and close, beware, this is one horny gent.
Oh my gosh, that's great. And wow. Roscoe slipped in there for a second, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, he did. He did. He just jumped into my head. Yep. I was trying to... I totally ran out of time. My first inspirational word was Beigeman, and I didn't get that anywhere. And then I kept thinking, Zorn! But I didn't get that in either. So here's what I remember from last time. We fought the whole time with the horny gent. And Rafina called Lightning, Mo did stabby stabby, Bathbuck mostly ran away. The demon did some like horrible stuff where he made this red aura or something. And Will did a lot of like transforming and talking and throwing Eldritch Blasts, I think.
It's a good guess.
And Rafina healed us, and the half-orc woman punched him. And Roscoe lit him up so that we could all hit him better.
Mm-hmm.
Then the demon grabbed Will and stuffed him inside his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And Will was like getting hurt all the time.
Mm.
and then Bathrock appeared at the last moment and sworded the demon in the face. And weirdly, he died. Someone, I think... it was Roscoe said, now you should die. Now you should actually die. Get around to dying, finally. Mm-hmm. And so it, like, fake hit Bathbuck in the air, and he spun around and splatted on the ground. And then Roscoe said, Zorn, except differently, probably.
I think Roscoe had that idea to die because that lady was looking at us or something, right?
Oh, like that's right.
She was there. There's like a lady. Least.
Well, we were just worried because we had already done some kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy popped out and then we obviously had to fight him again. So I was like, now die. Now die. Yeah.
Now die.
Very smart.
And then there was a tall lizard folk guy with tattered pants and a floppy hat.
Yeah.
Walking Gandalf. Down with a fishing pole and a raven that kept bugging him.
A raven.
a magpie.
A magpie. Oh, it was a magpie. Ooh, I want to write that down.
That's right.
Magpie. Magpie Will.
And the only thing that I don't even, because we've had multiple vacations, we've had a long time in between. So I wanted to, I wasn't sure what we actually said in the last session, but like, because... he's using the mask of disguise or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so we had to explain, because like poor Alex didn't even know what the rules were. We were just like, here's a disguise. You can just use this. But like, whatever.
It's illusory.
It's illusory, right? Like, it's not, you can't touch it. So if he has like a big nose or whatever, you got to be careful.
We can't touch the nose.
Yeah. Like,
don't try to apply an unguent to it.
I don't know.
I'm going to have a slightly. Stumpier nose until I manage to get a prosthetic.
Oh, cool!
And then I'll get a nice alligator nose.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And so I got that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know I had this description, like he's got a like hooks in his shirt and.
Yeah, you didn't say any of this on the podcast.
A weird,
so say it.
Yeah. Upside down dragon lure on the end.
Upside down dragon.
Like bait. Yeah, upside down dragon. It's the dragon is upside down. The lure is right side up.
Okay.
Yeah. And other things, I'm sure. Boring pants. That's what I said. He's wearing boring pants from the boring pants store.
And you said flowy things and pockets so that you could put fish in them when you catch a fish.
He's got a fish pocket.
You have a Gandalf-ish hat made of straw.
I don't know if it was straw.
Or
not straw?
Because it's floppy.
It could be.
Yeah, but
it could be straw.
A straw can be,
but it's
floppy,
definitely floppy.
But I thought he said straw last time. He might not have said it in that video that he sent. We're referring to a video he sent us about this. So just in case it's confusing for listeners, he told us the description not in the podcast. So we're trying to remember it.
Baggy shirt. large buttons.
Yeah, buttons. He was like, he liked the idea of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And sandals, because you might have to walk sandals in the water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's mostly it. I think.
Yep. And he's walking in the water right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
Splish, splash.
Wow.
Do we still have the walking in water? Yeah, I do. Here, it sounds like this.
Can't hear it at all.
It's very quiet.
It is insanely quiet.
Because it was supposed to be background.
I thought you were going to hit the dogs falling through the windows.
It sounds like this. Mm-hmm. This just makes me think of Nat. Turn it off. This is what you had happen.
Oh,
Nat.
That was Nat, too.
There, now it's all better. So, okay, so remind me, this fake bathwack is walking in water, and we are following in a close distance. What are we doing?
You guys are, like, mourning. Roscoe and Rafina are putting on a show about bathwack being dead because there are bones.
And so we haven't finished that part of it yet. Okay.
I think Mo was there too.
Uh-huh.
Mo's there.
Mo's there.
I'm on the fishing pole. I'm on Bathwack's fishing pole.
As a board.
I don't think we've seen Shimi yet.
Some of the town has come down.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Yeah. There's people looking.
Yep.
People staring at us.
People looking, people staring.
Rafina. Rafina.
Yeah. Hi, Roscoe.
Say Zorn.
Zorn. How was that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Should I say it again?
Yeah, keep going.
Zorn.
What is Zorn? Should I say
Zorn
it?
Zorn. Yes, try it out.
Like Rafina did, or different?
To make it your own, Mo.
Zorn! 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 Zorn!
Okay, no. Do it the way Rafina did it.
Zorn! Like that?
Yeah.
You're breaking my heart.
Now do you know what it means?
Yes! Zorn!
Aww.
That's how it works.
Whatever will we do now? Zorn!
And, you guys see in the crowd, some more people have been arriving. This is quite the spectacle at this point. But you see the members of the Trent Citizenship Club.
Oh yeah. Oh geez.
Oh geez, what?
I just remember they were like fans of Bathwack. They were like, "Oh, you're the king." Now they're gonna revoke our room.
Now that he's dead.
Yeah. Kick us out.
Wait, you guys were staying in those rooms? There was supposed to be 6 rooms for King Bathwack. The leader, Letitia, comes up to you and says, What happened? To Roscoe and Rafina, because those are the two people.
I can barely believe it. I saw with my own eyes. It was so. Did you see all the big demon? Did you see everything?
Well, I mean, we were all approaching. I see it now, just laying here on the ground. There was something going on. Yes, we saw it poke up over the cliffside. What's going on? Where's King Bathwack? You keep saying Zorn about him.
He fell.
He was incinerated. These are all that's left of him.
No! No!
Try Zorn.
Ah!
Why? I don't believe it yet. I won't Zorn until I believe it.
Okay, well, it'll be there waiting for you when you're ready.
And one of the members, I think he was introduced to you. He's kind of their history buff. He is very focusedly inspecting the horny guy laying on the beach. By that I mean Roscoe.
Inspect away.
Very horny.
Oh wait, sorry. I mean Zorny.
Very Zorny.
Such a Zorn dog.
Oh my god.
No, he's looking at the horny guy. the demon thing.
Yes.
He has like a notebook out and he's like making notes and he's like looking at stuff. But back to the leader, she's like, but no, it can't be. He couldn't have been. How? She looks down at the ground. Sorn.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Spread the word, everybody.
The word.
You got two boys in there, I think. Adam's sick, by the way, so he's getting in what he can before he crashes.
Spread the word.
Well, Roscoe, I think we need to start preparations for the rites of the king.
Indeed.
The king, the incinerated king.
The rites of the king, says yes. Letitia. What is that?
We must bring these bones to the bodies of his ancestors in the land of his people. The land we know, the end of the gully.
So, like, he's going to be, like, buried at home like a lot of people are?
Listen! Go back to Zornang.
Yeah.
Let us perform the ritualistic ceremonial procession whereby we carry the bones, the regal bones, through town and to the cruise ship.
To the Carnival Deluxe.
Oh my god.
And Fisherman, do you want to come with?
I'm not even there.
All right.
He said, so I'm like mingling on the edge of the crowd and kind of wading into the water and looking out and trying to see if there's a good place to cast out the line. Catch something small to eat or something.
You're just hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretending to be interested. Anyway, I looked at the bones and like, you know, I saw something was happening, but you know, I look at the demon, like, but I'm just kind of trying to stay on the edge of the crowd and just do what I do, which is at the moment, walk in the water and cast my fishing rod.
And Roscoe, look at people. Do you have your owlbear pelt handy so that we can use it as a stretcher of sorts to carry the bones?
That's a good idea.
Why, thank you.
Unless, did I bury it with sin?
Oh shoot, you might have. Dang it.
I probably stole his other
stuff. Yeah, I know.
I feel like you must have some.
You're like, oh, this is so nice. This is such a nice gesture. Uh-huh. Just completely.
He probably has some better ones in his room.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He's not using them. I mean,
yeah, we could use an owlbear pelt as a stretcher.
It feels much more appropriate.
Who will bear him?
Mo, would you pretty please bear him? You are so big and strong.
Mo, you take a corner. I'll take a corner.
I feel like the bones are going to bump and spill out if we all take corners. Is that going to happen? I guess it was my idea for it to be a stretcher.
You could like wrap it up like a hobo bindle.
That's immediately what I went to after I made the suggestion. And
hey,
never...
that guy with the fishing pole, he could use that as the stick.
Oh my god.
Hey, sir.
Wait, sorry, I was too busy trying to think about what my name is.
Yeah.
You haven't had long to plan it. It's okay. You're forgiven.
Oh, my God.
We're wondering if we can borrow that stick, that rod, for the bearing of the ceremonial bones for burial.
What? What? Are you talking to me?
Oh, I like the voice. Would you mind assisting us?
Okay.
We just
thank you kindly.
I walk slowly over in the water. I'm trying to stay away from
people. You're definitely a pro at tying the knots. I can tell from the knots that are there in your pole.
I look at the pole. which is really
a fishing pole,
like a stick.
Doesn't it have?
And I look at the bones,
the little places where it has
which are, I guess, sizable bathwack bones.
It's a, it's a naughty stick, right?
Rafina's the horny guy.
Here, I hold the stick out to you.
Oh, it's too tiny! Look how thin it is.
I carefully take the dragon lure off and put it in my pocket.
Is there still a crowd around us, or they've gotten bored?
What'd you say? You don't think I have a pocket?
You have a pocket?
Well, if your clothes are not... So this is the point I had been trying to make in the... So again, listeners, we had a video exchange privately talking about the spell and its capabilities. We don't think that Bathwack had time to change into actual clothes. What we probably did was buy these particular clothes, but what you're doing is casting an illusion that you are this other person. So you don't actually have the clothes on. As far as do you think we had time? Right.
I don't think so.
I'll hold it in my hand. I'm going to try to be aware of this.
But the stick is real.
The stick is real.
The rod is real.
The rod is real.
You could potentially, I don't know if you would know this. Maybe it just makes sense that Bathwack wouldn't know this. But you could, if you had your clothes positioned in the right place, you still have your clothes on. If you have a pocket, you could put it in a real pocket. It just has to, if you put it in a pocket and you're reaching into something that doesn't make sense to be a pocket, it might be confusing. But since your clothes are loose, maybe it just works anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You can kind of slip it into your undies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something like this.
Yeah, slip the lure into your underwear.
That's right.
Slip the fishing hook.
That's right. And then give it a yank to set the hook.
He doesn't want to lose it.
Give it a yank. If Will sees that he's having trouble with this lure, if he's having trouble, I could just grab it in my beak.
Okay.
You could. Man,
like,
you
Will might
that
see that and go and... Well, he doesn't know
you could
what it
steal
is,
it. But... You could totally steal it.
Well, okay. It's shiny. You want me to roll for as magpie?
I'm not
going to just...
give it to you.
That's why I said, do you want me to roll? To just take it.
If you're going
to
try.
But it was more... I'm not, trying to steal it, but maybe I'm just so good at stealing stuff that I'm really good at taking it. I was just trying to help, not trying to actually steal it. But sure. I'm going to roll. What do you want me to roll? It's my mouth.
You come down and try to take it without... You're not, trying to sneak it. You're just trying to help.
I'm trying to help.
And Bathwack tries to pull it away from you, right? Is that what you're saying, Bathwack?
I'm not going to try to keep... Well, I'm guessing I won't even notice that he's trying to take it because he's so fast, but...
Ooh, well,
I'm not reaching up to give it to him, right? I'm also not... I'm not trying to, I'm not paying attention. I'm just taking the lure off the end.
So I'll be honest and say, the original intent was for Will to be showing Bathwack, look, I'm right here, for whatever reason. So I don't think he's really trying to sneak. He's just trying to be helpful. Maybe I'm naturally dexterous, and so I naturally try to steal it because I'm just a fucking thief. But however you want that to play out, Alex, because I don't want to take something if you really don't want me to take it. It's just more it was supposed to be cute, not aggressive.
Says Will.
But I'll fucking be aggressive. Here we go. What do you want me to roll?
If I need to be cute.
I'm aggressively cute.
It's fine. I just, you didn't talk to me, right? So.
No, I didn't say any word. Just am I'm kind of liking this vibe of being a bird.
Mm-hmm.
On a fisherman's shoulder or something like that. So yeah. I think it just makes sense.
Wait, are you still sitting on my shoulder?
Yeah, I think I had to. If you handed the pole away, that's what I was on before. So I have to sit on your shoulder.
Actually,
now.
I probably shouldn't do any magic right now because I think I'm not going to do anything.
Okay, so for 30 minutes, we stand there and we try to decide what we're going to do.
And then
in the end, we both do nothing because we're both I don't.
I was thinking. Remember I said last time, I wished, because Will is probably still injured, I wish I'd healed him. But anyway, it's fine. Try to take it. I'm not doing anything to keep it from you.
I guess I got to roll.
All right, cool.
Either way, I'm going to be flapping against wherever you're trying to put it. Wherever you're trying to put it, I'm
just a dex check, I guess. 9 dexterity, so not very dexterous.
Nope.
So I guess I don't know what your bonus is as a magpie.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Probably not better.
Not better than myself.
So, like, he's kind of slowish. Would you try to pull it away from him, Bathwack, or no?
No, no.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Do you show signs of recognition of who it is? Like, or are you completely expressionless?
It's Bathwack. He's completely expressionless.
I mean, you were talking to me, right? You were talking to me as the magpie,
I
right?
had before. Yeah, you came so to I know, the realization.
I know it's you.
I'm just wondering if we will recognize that this relationship between the fisherman and the bird is clearly to us.
Give me an insight roll.
Okay.
I mean, also, like, I'm a bird and I look fancy. I look like I'm wearing a tuxedo because I'm a magpie. Okay. So,
yeah,
like,
that's
obviously
likely that,
where's Will?
Yeah.
The
is
bird
he
looks
dead?
Pissed.
No, he's an angry bird sitting on Bathwack's shoulder.
Pooping on him way more than a bird normally would.
Stop it. I don't poop at all. No. Never.
Insight. Uh-oh, did I roll with advantage or
nope.
something?
Oh, it's just good.
I heard a million die.
23.
You probably heard Will's die at the same time.
Okay,
if you
good.
Haven't been clicking on it, like, rolls them all at once.
Yeah.
You think it's a pretty good chance that's Will.
Cool.
It is
all
cool.
Right. I look at Roscoe and my eyebrows waggle just a little bit. Wee, wee, ooh.
Roscoe waggles his back.
Yep, not unlike the wings of this fluttering magpie trying to get the lure.
Wow.
Well, so is the crowd still around us?
I mean, they're just around. I don't know that they're necessarily around you guys. The main, I think, attraction here is this fallen beast.
Right.
But I guess you guys have been zorning the death of a king, so that is kind of a draw as well. But
yeah.
Once they're like, oh, it's dead, or oh, he's dead, there's his bones, like, what else is there to find out, right?
Yeah, so I kind of want us to, like, go. So I wish I could talk to Roscoe in private. Let's see.
Tiny hut.
So if the crowd is sort of dispersing, we're going to start heading toward the cruise ship, I guess. I'll look around. Which way to the cruise ship, Roscoe and Fisherman Guy?
I guess we head back the way we came.
I don't remember which way that was. It was a very disorienting fight with a horned man.
Away from the water.
The ship is away from the water?
How do we get back up there?
Roscoe, didn't you take that path over there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
Password ho.
But wait,
that rhymes with King Bathwack almost. Ho.
So since this stick is too flimsy, I guess I just carry the pelt with the bones.
The stick is too flimsy.
Just don't drop them. Please.
Oh wait, so I get my stick back?
Is the fisherman's name going to be Zorn?
No. That was good.
Okay.
He's asking for his stick back.
Mo doesn't have it.
Who has it?
I think Rufina took it, or Roscoe did.
This is definitely not as naughty as I thought it was going to be, and I hand it back.
Thanks.
And what is your name, sir?
Kick.
I'm sorry, would you spell that for me, please?
Kick.
Oh.
K-I-K.
Oh. Are you
my brother's name is Keck.
I know Keck.
Oh.
Keck mean blood.
What does kick mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what it means. It
means bile.
Another humor. Interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks for the not naughty stick kick. Kick stick.
Sure.
I'm going to fly up above. Like, is the crowd Is it dispersing or like what's happening?
They're not dispersing. They're just kind of all around.
I want to fly around and see what the general vibe is. I know I did that last time and then I got like almost killed. But I want to stay far away and see if I can hear anything about the vibe or if I can see Shimi anywhere.
Okay. If you want to find Shimi, perception, vibe, insight, or I guess you could do both.
Well, both. My first thought is just like, is the crowd believing this? Uh-huh. Like, what is happening? You know, are mm-hmm. people talking? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. the, did you say insight?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of great buzz around Bathwax Death, guys.
Exactly. That's what I'm.
12.
Oh my God. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're mostly interested in this dead giant rock monster mm-hmm. thing. Some people, though, seem to be maybe following along with this group as they're leaving with the bones of King Bathwack.
Oh, really? Why, weirdos?
You just said you were going to perform the rites. It's not every day you get to see rites.
No, but we have to go all the way to Gully's End to do the rites. No one wants to come with us for that.
You don't see Shimi.
Will has so much to say. He wants to like drum this up and like make people be talking.
You did roll a natural 20 when it came to speaking as a magpie.
Yeah. Ooh. But, like I'm a magpie. I'm Bathwax magpie. I'm not a magpie. I'm not the town crier magpie. I'm not like, all right, citizens.
Hear ye.
Be more interested in the events over there. I don't say anything. I'm just a magpie that's associated with this fisherman. Dang.
Roscoe starts singing as we walk. Oh, Bathwack boy. The pipes are calling from over there. All the way to over here. You are dead now. Where once you were living. And now we walk through Trent to say farewell.
And then Rafina secretly casts thaumaturgy to make it sound like it's about to really, really thunderstorm and rain in the hopes that everyone will run away.
Cool.
To shelter. Boom! Shaka, 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 shaka. Crash! Shaka, 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 shaka. Flash, flash, flash.
All right. Yeah, everybody's looking up and yeah, they're quite a ways away from town. So you guys are processing up and you're the path's kind of narrow, so you're kind of a bottleneck, so people are going to start crowding up behind you trying to make their way back to Trent as well.
I step aside so they can go first.
Where are you stepping? The path is too narrow. I think they should stay behind us. I think that's processional.
I need to get rid of them. All right, fine.
Yeah, I missed what we needed the diversion for.
Abby wants to talk. I mean, Rafina wants to talk in private. I think other people want to make sure that this story is being sold.
That's what Will is. But that's the thing. He can't say anything. He's just himself. Or he's just this bird. And so he's kind of frustrated.
Yep. Well, I mean, you get to the top of the path up to the top of the cliff, and then it's kind of open wide up. So, yeah, people can move around if you guys are going too slow. And, you know, but the general crowd is heading back. There's some stragglers who are staying behind to keep checking out this quite a strange thing that has appeared on out of the cliffs of their town. But yeah, you guys start heading back down the hill toward Trent, I believe. Is Kick going with them? Where's Kick?
That's a good question. They don't have any of my things anymore. So I guess I'm going to wander down toward the near the docks and keep to myself for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Roscoe totally got the vibe that
Bathwack wanted to take advantage of this this new identity.
He just kinda leaves us permanently.
I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah. No, I feel like if I suddenly glom onto the group, it's going to be just totally obvious that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
100%.
So, but outside the game, like I don't plan on just sitting it out and like going down to to the engine room of the ship and just like curling up in a corner.
If I can tell he's just going off from everyone else, Will has to stay where the action is. So I think he's going to fly off somewhere and just change into something that is any other person, just a random figure, and try to follow the group, like as part of the crowd.
Okay. Cool. Do you want to describe what you look like, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. It's like he just tries to look nothing.
Okay.
But none of the identities he's ever had. He also is worried about being a part of the group. Uh-huh. Like what he wants to do is be Valencio Beijman, but he has no idea what Shimi's status is. Whether Shimi is still Valencio Beijman. Yeah. So he can't do anything yet.
All right. So yeah, you guys are making your way back to Trent. About halfway between Demon's Leap, or previously Demon's Leap, and the town gates, which were brought crashing down by you guys just a few moments before, the very recognizable figure of Captain Malvolio Paisley is seen striding up the hill toward you guys and just the general group as well. There's some people that have gone ahead, and he's kind of pushing his way through. He's like, Is that you, Rafina? Rafina!
Zorn!
Oh no, Rafina, are you all right?
There was an epic battle.
I heard! I could see some from my ship. I hurried as fast as I could. I thought you might be involved.
I wouldn't say I was involved. I just tried to help!
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Bathwack is dead.
What?
We must take his bones to the burial yards of his ancestors.
Zorn! Starts beating his chest.
Wow.
Zorn!
Oh, wow.
I'm so proud.
Shaping cultures this way, man. We need to get to Gully's End, dear Captain Malvolio.
Whatever you need. My ship is still festooned in the appropriate garb for such a trip.
Mm. Oh, sad to say how convenient that is, but it is convenient. Is it all right if you were to drop us off there?
Well, yes, I believe that's where you were going to go initially, correct?
Zorn!
It's like a get out of jail free card in any conversation now.
At this point,
I'm gonna use that in my real life.
Yeah.
At work, I'm gonna use it.
Yeah, it's in the middle of a call with some annoying person.
Uh-huh.
Zorn, how much is this plan gonna cost me? Zorn.
Well, yes, please come and but also did you save the town from whatever this beast was I keep hearing about, this monstrosity?
It was a group effort, and it was so long ago in minutes that I can barely tell you exactly how it happens, but yes, the creature is dead. Did you even know it was there? Now I am angry. Did you know it was there?
No. What was it?
It was a demon.
A demon? Where? At Demon's Leap?
Demon's Leap. Yes! Yes!
Who the fuck it?
I was not aware of any such thing. I would have, of course, warned you.
I know. I know you would have. Thank you, dear Captain.
But you defeated it, Rafina. You're a hero. You've saved this town.
No, it wasn't
just.
It wasn't me. No.
I've seen the way you handle yourself. Don't be modest.
I'm gonna pull like an Eric Idle voice. I look like an Eric Idle character. That's who I look
like. Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. And I'm just like, I think that Bathwack had a lot to do with it too. Just, and I look really sad and scared. I can't tell whether I'm supposed to be scared of the captain, but like, okay. I'm sorry for interrupting.
And now he's dead. Long live the king.
But he's dead.
Zor!
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.